Uh-oh.
What?
Did you know that one of your arms is longer than the other one?
You're kidding.
No, no, your right arm is about a quarter of an inch longer than your left one.
Is that a problem?
Not for me, it's not my arm.
For making the suit.
Oh, no problem at all. But if I were you, I'd always carry something heavy in your left hand. I'm kidding.
Well, stop it.
Oh, yeah, Dad?
Hey, guys.
Well, hey, how you doing?
Fine. Are you being measured for a suit?
No, I'm getting an artificial leg, Stu.
You, wouldn't be getting a new suit for the sports banquet, would you?
Why?
Because we kind of wanted to talk to you about that. We know you're going to win the Curly O'Brien Award. And I know you were counting on Stuart and me being there for it. But we got this chance to go with a bunch of kids to Chicago Saturday to see the Royal Shakespeare Company.
They're wonderful.
For you, it would be like taking your team to a fruit bowl.
And we were just thinking that since Christine and Luther and Dahmer and all those guys on the team are all going to be there, would it really matter if two theater majors who don't really know anything about sports to begin with begged off and instead experienced what would burn brightly as the most memorable night of their lives? Banquet's at 7:30, right?
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, fellow coaches, alumni. I don't know what to say.
It's gonna be some party, Coach.
Yeah, well, it will if I win the Curly O'Brien Award, boy.
Oh, don't worry, you'll win.
Huh? Oh, come on, let's not be too overconfident here.
But you're giving a victory party.
Hi. Oh, is this all for tonight? I thought it was just going to be a few friends and family.
Well, it was, but you know how these things go. I mean, after you win an award like this, there's usually an impromptu dinner afterward, and I just thought I'd plan for it. I mean, if I win the award.
Hayden, you know you're going to win the award. That's why you're throwing this party.
Oh, I wish everybody would quit saying that. The only reason I am throwing the party is because I happen to love the spirit of the Curly O'Brien Award and everything it represents.
Last year, you said it was a bogus award handed out by a jury of feeble-minded geezers who wouldn't recognize a coaching achievement if it bit them on their sagging bottoms.
How do you remember those sayings? Hey, Howard! Hi, Christine.
Hello, Howard. I'm going to go put these things away, Hayden.
All right. There he is. King of the hill, top of the heap, man of the hour. Oh.
All ready for the big night?
Well, I'm anxious to honor whoever might happen to win the Curly O'Brien Award. Sure.
Oh, come on. Everybody knows who's going to win. I know, you know, Curly knows.
Is that him?
Fresh from the trophy maker, you want to see?
Oh, no, no. I don't want to see him before tonight. I mean, it might be bad luck.
You don't need luck tonight. You're a shoo-in.
Look.
Who does the award traditionally go to? Either a coach that's had a great success or a terrible illness. Everybody's been healthy, so there's no pity vote. And who's had a better year than you? You're 7-4. That is the best coaching record for Minnesota State football since Curly O'Brien himself.
Okay, I'll take a peek.
Yeah.
Huh? Curly. Do you really think he's mine?
I think he winked at you, Hayden. Where are you going to put him?
Oh, I don't know. I'll probably have something built.
Like a shelf?
Or a room.
Hey, Christine.
Look who's here.
Oh, my. Is that the award?
Yeah, it's Curly.
Don't touch him!
Sorry.
Well, I just don't want you to put a curse on it or anything.
I have never seen you this anxious about an award before.
Christine, this is the highest award the university gives out. Come on, I've been there 8 years, and all 8 years I've had to go to that stupid banquet and see somebody else get all that applause. I mean, I want the applause to be for me.
And tonight you'll have it. Well, listen, I've got to go back and get Curly buffed before the banquet. See you tonight.
Hey, see you tonight.
Luther? Dabber?
Hey. Close your eyes.
Huh?
Close your eyes. Dopey, come on over here. Oh. Come on, I got you.
Okay.
Okay. Turn around. Turn around. Turn around.
All right.
You ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay, open your eyes.
Okay, I still can't see.
What is that?
A little surprise from the coaching staff. Except for Mackenzie, who wouldn't kick in.
It's a trophy case. We had it made. It's got lights in the top and an electric turntable in the bottom so the award can revolve for eternity.
Oh, I don't know what to say, you guys. That's beautiful.
It ought to be assimilated oak veneer.
We thought you could put it in your bedroom so the last thing you see at night before you go to sleep and the first thing you see in the morning when you wake up will be Curly. Except, of course, when Christina's over.
Excuse me, chicken or beef? Chicken or beef? Chicken or beef?
This is table 16, right?
Uh-huh.
And you're here with the Fox party?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey.
Oh, there they are. Oh, there. Hi, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Howdy.
Hi. Dad. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, everybody.
Wow, you look great. A tuxedo, huh?
Yeah, I guess it is.
We're the nuns.
Oh, hey, everybody, I'd like you to meet a couple of friends of mine. This is Sister Mary Catherine, Sister Mary Grace. Sisters, this is my girlfriend, Christine Armstrong. My assistant coach, Luther Van Dam. My secretary, Miss Thorkelson.
How do you do?
And another one of my assistants, Dobra Dominski. And, of course, Judy Watkins, our girls' basketball coach.
Women's basketball coach.
What did I say?
You said girls.
Well, I gave him the gender. I thought that was being generous. And, of course, I guess you met my daughter, Kelly, and her friend, Stuart.
Husband.
Whatever. Anyway. Sisters are my guests tonight. I thought if I were blessed enough to win the award, I'd donate my honorarium to the convent.
Well, I don't know if he told you, but he's donating a lot more than his honorarium.
What's he giving you?
A minivan.
A what?
Well, I read in the paper where the sister's car had been stolen, and so I figured if the Lord smiled on me, I would smile on them.
That is so incredibly generous.
That's what I was trying to be.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the 34th Annual Minnesota State Sports Awards Banquet. I think you're in for a dandy time tonight. We have a delicious dinner plan, followed by the presentation of the awards. But right now, I see our waiters are bringing out the Polynesian fruit cups. And as they do, I want you all to sit back, relax, and enjoy, as you do every year, the musical magic of our own Riley Pringle and his band, The Life of Riley. Maestro!
And two.
You know, Gordon, you really epitomize the spirit of the Inspirational Player of the Year Award. I think we were all deeply concerned this spring when you were struck by lightning during the NCAA Golf Championship. It was a near tragic incident, and it was amazing enough that you survived. But to come back and rejoin the team and play as you have this past year has been nothing short of a miracle. Congratulations, Gordon. And thank you for being an inspiration to all of us.
Thank you, Mr. Burley.
The next award is the Spirit Award. This is given to the person who most exemplifies the spirit of the Screaming Eagle, both on and off the field. Traditionally, this award is given to a student athlete. But this year, the committee has seen fit to bestow this honor on a non-athlete. They felt that no one better exemplified the fighting spirit and the soaring pride of the Minnesota State Screaming Eagle than our own band director, Mr. Riley Pringle.
I don't know what to say. I'm completely unprepared. You know what this award means? It means you like me. You really like me.
What a Muldoon.
And now, for the award we have all been waiting for. The Curly O'Brien Award is the highest athletic honor Minnesota State University can bestow. Each year, this special award goes to the coach who sets the highest standards of leadership, of courage, of dedication, and of success for his team and the entire university. This year's recipient, whose name I hold in this sealed envelope, has been chosen by the selection committee because he best represented the spirit of sportsmanship inspired by Curly O'Brien. We are proud to present this year's award to a man so deserving. Ladies and gentlemen, this year's Curly O'Brien Award winner is Judy Watkins, coach of the women's basketball team. Congratulations, Judy. You had an outstanding season.
Thank you, Mr. Burley.
You're the first woman ever to receive the Curly O'Brien Award. In fact, I didn't even know that was possible.
I, too, am unprepared for this. I've only been at Minnesota State a year, so I'm not all that familiar with Curly O'Brien. In fact, I didn't even know this award existed until a couple days ago when Coach Fox invited me to sit at his table for tonight's banquet. My lack of familiarity should in no way be interpreted as a lack of appreciation. I understand the huge significance of this award, and I hope I can continue to live up to the high set of standards that Mr. O'Brien set. Thank you.
Everybody,
are you all right?
Oh, I'm fine. You know, best man won. That's what this award's all about. I'm happy for her.
I feel terrible about this, Hayden.
Why? I wasn't counting on winning. You know me. I just take life as it comes. Luther, here it comes. Hey, congratulations, Judy.
Well, thank you, Hayden. I'm sorry.
Sorry? What is everybody so sorry about? Come on, this is a celebration. Let's celebrate. Hey, everybody at the banquet, could you just please shut up for a minute? And I just want to tell you how proud I am of Judy and the fine, strong women that she leads. I mean, I think it's great. Riley, just play a celebration song for Judy, would you? And champagne for everybody. Come on now. Come on. There she is. Huh?
This is really really big of you, Hayden.
And don't you worry, sisters. I'm going to get you that minivan plus. Hey. Okay, Christine, would you just make sure everybody gets champagne? Because I'm going to just go to the men's room. I'll be right back. Be right back, everybody. Go ahead. Right back. Right back for you two, okay?
Congratulations, honey.
Oh, thank you. God, what a surprise.
Especially for Hayden. I can't believe the way he's taking this.
Neither can I. I thought he'd blow right through the rafters.
How do you think he's taking it?
Well, I think he's trying to be magnanimous, be a good sport.
He's not coming back, is he?
I don't think so. Hayden. Hayden. Hi.
Hi.
I would have come sooner, but I thought you might need some time alone.
Yeah, that's probably smart. Actually, I've cheered up considerably.
I saw you took down the party.
Yeah, well, it's kind of silly to have the decorations up now.
What did you do with them?
I folded everything up and threw it in the lake.
You threw all the decorations in the lake?
Mm-hmm.
What about the champagne and all the food?
In the lake.
The sterling silver punch bowl?
The lake.
The cake?
Lake.
Oh, Hayden, I'm sorry.
Why? The logical thing to do. If throwing my life away, I might as well throw the party away.
What do you mean, you've thrown your life away?
I mean, I've thrown away everything in my life for coaching. Threw away marriage for coaching. I threw away being a father for coaching. I threw away having family and friends and home for coaching. Nothing left.
You have me?
How long can that last? You know, everything in my life that matters to me, I put on the line for this job. And the only thing that I've ever asked is that I get some recognition. You know, winning the Curly O'Brien Award would have said, hey, man, the sacrifices were worth it. And when Judy got the award, it was just like saying, well, my whole life was just this great waste of time.
Oh, Hayden.
Now I gotta buy a van for a bunch of nuns. I'm not even Catholic.
Hayden, your life is not a waste of time. It's expensive because you throw so much of it in the lake. But it's not a waste. You can't measure your life by how many awards you win. You measure your life by the impact you have on people around you.
Christine, I annoy the people around me.
Sometimes. But you also motivate them. You teach them. You inspire them.
Do you really think so?
I really do.
Then why couldn't they have given me an award for that?
I think you have ended up with a lot more in your life than you think you have. Your friends are proof of that.
Oh, Christine, I don't think I have any friends.
Then who are all the people outside?
What?
I didn't come here by myself, Hayden.
Well, who's out there?
Everybody. Kelly, Stuart, Luther, Dauber, Judy, Howard, Mrs. Thorkelson, Riley Pringle, the nuns.
You mean they drove all the way out here just to make me feel better?
Yes.
Huh.
If I won the Curly O'Brien Award, I might never have known that, huh?
That's true.
Still wish I had it.
Oh, God. We do.
Oh, gosh. Well, listen, come on now. They drove all the way out here just to make me feel better. I think I better go out there and give them what they came for.
Better get your shoes.
Shoes are in the lake. Everybody, I offer you some champagne, but I seem to be out at the moment.
Hayden, we all just wanted to say that with I don't know exactly what we wanted to say. Is that well, you're a great guy, and if there's ever a Hayden Fox Award, we think it should go to you.
Dad, I am so glad we didn't go to Chicago tonight.
Oh, yeah, me too, sweetheart.
Does that include me?
Sure, what the hell?
Hayden, this probably doesn't mean very much to you. Nothing I say ever does. But I feel that the band would be nothing without the team. And without the good-natured competition between us, I might never have won the Spirit Award. So this is for both of us.
Well, then can I have it? It's a joke, Riley.
He got me again.
Hey, I know it's been a rough night, but I gotta tell you, if there's one person who feels worse than you do, it's Howard Burley.
Why's that?
Oh, he was the one telling everyone how you were a shoe-in. He feels responsible.
Oh, yeah, I never even thought of that.
Poor Mr. Burley. He's standing down on the dock right now, just staring at the water.
Well, maybe I ought to go down and see him. Hey, well, thanks for coming, everybody. That was really sweet of you. Christine, would you see if anybody'd like anything? I think I got some soda and corn left. I'm just going to go down and, I'll take care of Howard.
I got to hand it to Coach. He's taking this like a champ.
That's one thing people don't understand about Dad. I know he acts like a maniac sometimes, but underneath it all, he's really a kind, caring person. What was that?
That's Howard Hayden just threw him in the lake.